Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Listening to the ghost host Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger from Ghost Adventures, also the founder of GhostVillage.com, host of 30 Odd Minutes and New England Legends. Congratulations to Sophia on 3 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Keep it spooky, Sophia.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Factor Fake Paranormal Files, wishing Sophia Temporilli congratulations on her second year as ghost host on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporilli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on LiveParanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporilli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on LiveParanormal.com.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporilli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me? By the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And hands down, this is the world's most unique paranormal broadcast. Starting at 12 years old, Sophia Temporilli has interviewed all the renowned paranormal researchers within the field. And very proud parent here, Shirley and I. And great show. Congratulations, Sophia, on over 3 years of broadcasting here on the program. And now 15 years old, she continues to do so. Today is the Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlight Show. And being 4th of July weekend, a lot of people traveling, doing things like that, catching archive shows. So we're doing a Best of Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlight Show, covering the vastness over 3 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Thanks so much to Rob Sarek, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com and History FM, for providing this format each and every week. Congratulations, too, on the 3.0 upgrade here at LiveParanormal.com. Thanks to all our moderators, Rhonda, Mistress Avalon, Carla, Lexi Doyle, Claude Abel, Kevin, Micah. Guys, thanks so much for getting all the pre-show glitches out, patching us through at live events, and everything for the coverage over the past 3 years. Thanks so much, guys. Congratulations to Christopher St. Booth, a documentary filmmaker on Sci-Fi Channel, and his recent engagement over the weekend to his fiance now, Rachel Marie Archibald. Congratulations, you two, and a lot of great years ahead for you both. And I can't wait for the wedding invite. also, prayers for our family friend, Larry Starr. Joy, who runs a family business with Larry, his daughter, Shauna. He was recently diagnosed with blood cancer. So any thoughts of warmth and comfort for the family or prayers throughout the day, throughout the week, any feelings of extensions of comfort and warmth and strength for the entire family right now, please do so. They're great friends of ours. Upcoming shows, we have Randy and Hart of Sci-Fi Channel's hit series Deep South Paranormal, July 19th. The Ghost Files, Leading Paranormal Investigators, July 26th. Bridget Marcourt of E-Channel's Girls Next Door and Travel Channel's Bridget's Sexiest Beaches shares her personal ghost encounters live. We've also seen her on Celebrity Ghost Stories on Bio Channel. She'll be on the show, the program here, August 2nd. Amy's Psychic Kids, Travis Hill, August 16th. Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Show, In-Studio Psychic and FBI Cold Case Profiler, Jennifer Schaefer, August 30th. Upcoming exclusive Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Aaron Goodwin and Sister Amy Goodwin, and many more right here on the program. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. Let's see here. The Velisca Axe Murder House, August 23rd and 24th. Spots are limited. Join Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialists as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, with Chris Dedman, Scotty Rourke, and Johnny Hauser. And as well, just added, inventor, creator of the Ovilus device, Bill Chappell will be on hand as well. He's just added to the venue lineup. So for more ticket info and information, go to spirits, that's plural, spirits-speak.com. That's spirits-speak.com. Like the Ghost Hosts on My Paranormal Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time and when they're going to be on. So we just post those into the like page. Also, too, like myparanormal.com Facebook group page. Check out the membership packages on myparanormal.com, and they start as low as $2.99 a month, and Rob Sarek, he's great at rewarding the audience here, so make sure you do that. Check out the VIP packages, too, as well. Support the LP vendors. If you're getting Grandma a mail meter for her birthday, anything of that type, make sure you do it here on myparanormal.com with the vendors. They help keep the lights on here. Tonight on myparanormal.com, starting at 3 p.m. Pacific, Worldwide Soul Searchers Live, the Cajun Host Hunter Chronicles, Get Remesmerized, My Paranormal Experience, Boundaries of Reality, Raven's Nest Vampire Radio, which is a special two-hour tonight, My Paranormal Insomniacs After a Webcam, and Mike Chat, and as always, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, monthly here on Mondays. Also to Ben Hansen, Patrick Burns, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more. So the paranormal doesn't stop with this show. It just gets started. If you miss anything, archive Ghost Host programs are available now on liveparanormal.com. Under the shows heading and archives, there's free MP3 iTunes downloads available there as well. And if you miss anything, you can just toggle forward and write down the phone numbers and websites and links and things of that type. And as always, we have Peter James will be taking your calls. And Peter.
John, talk to me, John.
Peter, thank you for coming back each and every week and taking our calls here at the program. So everybody can call in and they get your warm, soothing, comforting voice. Peter, thank you so much.
I'm here to help you.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thank you for doing that. We're going to bring on our host, the Ghost Host, say hi to her real quick, and then, yeah, we're going to play Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlights today during the broadcast.
Come through. Speak to me.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Sophia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you and Abby hanging out?
Yeah, she's right here.
You guys have been gaming all day, huh?
No.
Yeah, the gaming thing, all that kind of stuff. You're getting your studio all set up, and so, now you have internet, huh?
You want Abby to say hi?
Yeah. Hi, Abby.
Oh, okay.
Say hi to everybody out there in Radio Land.
Hi.
There's Abby, everybody. So, yeah, we were going to go out and check out the Queen Mary fireworks last night. What ended up happening?
We left because it was boring.
What was packed?
Just to be honest.
Yeah, we would have had
well,
to...
yeah, it was boring because it was packed.
Yeah, we're used to other ways of being aboard the ship and everything, and it was just, like, really packed. We would have had to stand in that same location for, like, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, you know. And so,
well,
but you guys
so
had fun. You guys,
Abby, and we had fireworks.
Yeah, you guys had fireworks with families because you guys are in a legal part. We're here in Long Beach where you can't do stuff. You guys
oh
are over
God.
In the part you can.
There were so many fireworks that were like the ones that they would have used on the Queen Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the people are
like
stepping up their game.
This one person set off so many, like, really big fireworks that they sent a police helicopter out and had a spotlight on their house. It was, like, right behind Abby's.
We did see that. The helicopter circling from where we were about your area.
Yeah,
it came back twice.
Right behind Abby's house.
Oh, okay. So you guys can do fireworks there, just not the heavy stuff.
I have no clue.
Wow. So, yeah, that we saw that helicopter doing that. We're all pointing it out. We thought they were actually coming our way. And it stopped right about where you guys were and started circling.
For those of you who don't know, Abby's my best friend who I've known since kindergarten. Yeah.
We call them BFFs these days. You got to get with the times.
Dad, why don't you get out of the times?
Dad's hip. Dad's keeping it real, as they say.
You're not hip.
You're going
back about 2 eras before you were born.
Oh, yeah, I'm a stone rule, Sophia. Yeah, so I put on there that everybody started taking your stuff and running wild on your new Twitter. You're at Ghost Host Sophia on Twitter now. What happened when Zach Bagans retweeted your tweet?
I gained like 100 followers overnight.
Yeah, it like blew up instantly. That was like 3 a.m. after the filming on Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, remember, what? It's actually at Sophia Temporelli for the Ghost Host one.
Yes. You're at Sophia Temporelli, and then you have the Ghost Host one that's like special little stuff for all the little...
No, Dad.
There's Mrs. Gack Bagans. Everybody, what?
Dad, let me handle the social media stuff.
Oh, you think you can do it better than I can, huh?
Well, yeah, because the username for the Ghost Host Twitter is at Sophia Temporelli, and my personal one is at Sophia Temp.
Now I'm confused. Don't confuse people.
I'm not
Sophia Temp.
Temp.
They didn't give you enough characters
Temp.
To spell your whole name?
Well,
wait, what
no,
is it?
Actually, they didn't, because our last name's so long for the Sophia Ghost Host one, there's actually only one L instead of two.
Oh, yeah, you're only one L instead of two in Temporelli.
Yeah, and then to differentiate between the Ghost Host Sophia account, which is the one for the show, and my personal one, I put Sophia Temp.
Okay, but how's your new studio coming along? What's Abby think?
Here you go. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Abby, what do you think of the new studio? How do you think it's coming along?
Oh, the studio's going really good. I really like it.
That's cool. You guys have, like, a whole play area out there and all this stuff, and we'll get the gaming stuff all set up, and then, you know, it'll just be a cool, fun little zone, too. So it doesn't have to be all studio all the time.
Yes, that's happy.
That phone's a hot potato, isn't it? You guys are throwing it back and forth.
Well, you asked her what she thought of it. I don't know her personal thoughts, so I gave her the phone.
Yeah, no, it's coming along great, Sophia. You're doing a good job with it, and you got all your wires going everywhere it needs to go and everything. So, yeah, pretty soon on Ustream, you're going to be doing your show. You got the video going. You got guests that are going to be sitting down with you. This has been like a year and a half in the planning and making, and you're making it all happen, so congratulations.
Thanks. Except there's a bad thing, though. Since there's fluorescent lighting in there, it's really bright. And since it's fluorescent lighting, our neighbor said we cannot put a dimmer in there.
Oh, that's right. The dimmer won't work with fluorescence. Yeah, it starts to get those little brown bars through the middle of them and crackle. It's not like a regular light bulb that dims up and down. But we'll get it figured out. we'll make something happen where maybe even your other lights, you know, they could be on like a dimmer, like your standing ones or desk ones, and kind of make those the ones that dim up and down, if there's a way to do that.
There's no room for standing ones. It's a very small room, everyone.
Maybe you can have some other ones, is what I'm saying. Yeah, we'll figure something out. So maybe you'll have some other ones that just kind of dim up and down in the corners or something and do them separate. That was my little solution, so we'll get that all figured out. But, hey, everybody's excited. You have Bridget Marcourt coming up on your show, and that's August 2nd. And so everybody's excited about that. But, Sophia, congratulations on over 3 years of broadcasting.
Thank you.
And you and Abby have fun. You guys continue the funness.
Thanks. Sorry.
Okay.
I have a paper cut and it really itches, so yeah.
Okay, we'll get updates on that. But for now, we're gonna play some interview highlights from you and check in on your paper cut. See how that's coming along. And everybody's thinking about you with that. So you go put something on that.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll check in with it. And as everybody can tell, brilliance and. Ah, my microphone shut off. That's what I did. I turned off the wrong one. But, yeah, as you can see, we're all brilliant broadcasters here on MikeParanormal.com, the Ghost Host Show. What we're going to do here, speaking of, this is Christopher St. Booth, as we know from Sci-Fi Channel, documentary filmmakers, him and his twin brother, Philip Adrian Booth. And Christopher St. Booth just got engaged to Rachel Marie Archibald. So congratulations, you two. Here's Christopher St. Booth on the program when Sophia was 12 years old, one of her first guests on the show. And here Sophia asks him about his personal interaction or his brother's interaction or both of them together. They have a personal ghost encounter from their home in England. And so here's both of them talking with the ghost host on the encounter.
Did you actually have an interesting
ghost encounter? Yeah. When Philip and I was how old are you, Sophie?
I'm 12.
Oh, okay. I think probably I was younger than that. I was about maybe 10 or 11. Maybe it was even 10, and we had seen an old woman that was basically like, it was like a screen and all, you know, white closet, and so she had a bedroom, it was like a white closet, cool screen, like a video screen, a movie screen, and we saw a whole movie play across it, I swear. It was like some older woman, you know, like a granny, would walk in through these tents, and she was, you know, saying something, doing all this weird stuff, and these trees around her, and she's petting a dog, and she was like, looking like she was looking after soldiers or something. It was really bizarre, really strange, both being so sorry. Of course, we screamed at the end of it, and my mom came running in, and she goes, we told her what we saw, described what we saw, and my mom said that was our grandmother, that sounded like that was our grandmother, and then the truth happened to know, she had just died right then, in England. So it was very bizarre that we had picked that up, but I guess she had died. So that was probably the first time that we experienced the supernatural.
Yeah, again, Christopher St. Booth with the Ghost Host here on LiveParanormal.com and discussing his personal ghost encounter with his brother Philip. Now, I had something similar to that. When my parents were, back when I was in junior high, and they were doing construction on their home, and it was all just a wood frame house and everything. I had a little attic cubby kind of thing that I went to and I'd take naps at during the summer while everybody was working, and then I'd come out and start working and stuff. And there was a weird thing, like he said, it was like a movie being played out, but it looked like as you're looking on the plywood, there was a light coming through onto this wall of the plywood. But it was during the day, so you saw the people out there doing the construction on the back part of the house, and you could make out their image, like their red T-shirts and their jeans, and then their arms moving back and forth and walking back and forth. But it was almost like a little movie playing out on the plywood. So there's a way to projection things like that, you know, kind of like in filmmaking where you have something that's just kind of reflective off of something, and then the shadows coming back and then, you know, doing that kind of trick of light. But as he describes, it was an image just like his grandmother and other people that existed at the time. and the clothing at the time that he remembers her wearing, and then it turned out she'd passed away the day before. So that interplays a lot different of what could possibly be debunked with that. Yeah, again, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and it's a Best of Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlight Show. So to go, well, wow, the audio bites are just writing themselves here. Yeah, this is Bill Murphy of Factor Fate Paranormal Files on Sci-Fi Channel. And here he was, too, one of the first guests with Sophia over three years ago. And here Sophia noticed something about the famed ghostwriter investigation that was featured on Sightings and Unexplained Mysteries, where the homeowners would have parties and take Polaroid pictures, and then there'd be words and things scribed and etched into the Polaroid film. And it got to the point where they could ask questions, take pictures, and then the writing would, you know, develop a course on the Polaroid, and then they had in whole teams of producers and things after that with Sightings and Unexplained Mysteries. They removed the homeowners from the home, had Polaroid cameras and film hermetically sealed from Polaroid and Kodak, and opened everything live on air, loaded the film, started asking questions, and sure enough, the writing was still developing on the film. So that took away any debunking you could possibly do with that. Bill Murphy, he was fortunate enough to go with the team of Factor Fake Paranormal Files with Sci-Fi back to the original home, and they did some digital. They didn't have all the Polaroid they could use these days, but they still had anomalies on film. And the homeowners report that they do have a lot of results with digital, too, these days. So we're going to have John Huckert back on the show coming up, one of the homeowners from the original ghostwriter case. Peter James was the key psychic investigator on the case. So just always a favorite case for me, and just something that great seeing John Huckert, John Makowski at all the SoCal events. But, yeah, here's Bill Murphy talking about something that Sophia picked up on that he'd never considered before with the Polaroids.
Yeah, we miss you guys.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys again, too. And you know what? It's like our family and your family, we have that connection through the history with Peter James and Ghost Rider. It's like, you know, we got this association between us, which is really kind of cool. And I want to thank Sophia for her taking a look at that, the large format ghostwriting image that I have in a house next to the dog, the ghostwriter pic, where Sophia goes, wait a second, the humanoid shape looks like a woman. And there was this sort of assumption that Ghost Rider, the personality, the people were thinking it was male, and she made it seem like it was a woman. She looked at that shape, and it totally threw us on our ear going, she's right. We made an assumption all along that it wasn't based in anything except stereotype. And Sophia opened that up for us. And then you guys, we were fortunate to be able to deliver to you that large format Peter James image in the Ghostwriter house where his chakra points were illuminated by the ectoplasm.
I know. Thank you for bringing that out to us, too. I mean, making that special, you know, delivery and everything. So that, you know, that was, you know, my birthday gift and everything. But thanks for doing that, because I have it right over my desk, look at it all the time, you know, still just miss Peter, you know, and just held him in the highest regard as a viewer, or somebody as a layperson without a psychic ability, as somebody that just really proved to the general public in the afterlife and captured Jackie communicating with him audibly and the ghostwriter images. And, when I looked at that, too, I remember that moment. You know, I never looked at that photo that way either, you know, that it was a female. You know, by the shape and looking at it again, it was like, wow, it really is. You know, that was cool.
It looks like a woman that's posing, like saying, hello, I'm right here, can you finally see me? And
right.
It's an amazing photo. I'm glad to have that one. I'm glad you guys have the one that you have. It's, we've been fortunate to be associated with that case like we have, and that we were both able to obtain these very rare images.
Right.
These giant ones. It was only like, I think six of those large format ones that were, you know, ever produced. Yeah, they're printed at large scale like that. And the other ones are gone, and you and I each have another one in our homes.
Right. No, I look at it every day. And then, you know, just that case in itself, I mean, that was certainly, that was our date night 20 years ago when we first met. Just, I was watching Peter on Sightings every week, and that one was a four-part series where they just checked back in with Peter, who was the psychic correspondent, the weekly correspondent for the show, and he just really brought that to life. And just, you know, I'm happy for you that you're able to go there and then just retrace those steps and go through the investigation at all.
Yeah, you know, it's the second time I have taken that case into, it produced as an episode on a TV show because I examined it from the perspective of the experiences that the occupants of the house have had on the Biography Channel, on another show that I was the story producer for. And so that was, you look at Sightings, the episode with Peter James and Ghost Rider, and that was about them trying to see if the photos would occur with the messages in Peter's presence. And nearly 100% of the time when Peter was there, they were getting writing and images via Polaroid. So that showed, okay, you can monitor the proceedings, you can use a Polaroid in the house, and you can get these unusual images. On the Biography Channel, it was all about what's the effect it's had on the occupants and what do they think it is. And then on Factor Fake, it was like, okay, well, let's see if we can do what we can with Factor Fake. There's no way to replicate it to look for another explanation. And
right.
It's through the test. And it's why it's one of my favorite all-time episodes and one of my favorite all-time cases.
Right, right. And the two homeowners, John and Kelsey, I mean, they're just great people. I mean, in all the events, it's always refreshing to see them, see you guys, and, you know, it's just, that's something that's just warm. And personally, just a great feeling for me, Shirley and Sophia, is just, you know, seeing you guys and then reflecting on that same case.
Hey, again, Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Factor Fake Paranormal Files with the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, here on LiveParanormal.com and a Paranormal Field Expert Interview Highlight Show. And I see in the chat room, I see Eric, I see Mike, I see Scott, I see Rob, everybody in the chat room. Feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room if you haven't done so already. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Feel free to call into the show, too, as well, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And what I see here is Scott Latia, Paranormal Gadabout Scott Latia. He's writing, he's looking into the skull experiment. He wants to try that at a location. We've actually done that as a family with Bill Murphy at the Haunted Heritage event. And pretty surprising results, because that's where they give you the sensory deprivation. They cover your eyes. They cover, you know, your hearing and everything with headphones. They play a really distant tone, so you barely pick up anything. Then they take that away, and so you're just completely removed from the outside world the rest of the day. And you feel like, yeah, you could just about go to sleep, you know. So, and then there's a color orange that they kind of have that you're kind of seeing through your eyelids, you know. And maybe it's a white, but it looks orange to you, you know, through your eyelids. But anyways, that goes on. Then you're just trying to picture something, whatever picture comes to your mind. And it was weird because it looked like to me if you did an editing software and you get all the swipes and fades and the star pans and all those kind of things, it looked like the bottom right of a pointed star kind of going, you know, kind of radiating upward and outward, you know, just kind of like that's all I could see. It just kind of looked like that kind of coming up from the right corner, like one right leg of a – like a sheriff's badge star or something like that, you know, just one of those little apex things that kind of radiates out. And that's all I was getting. And then, of course, Sophia was doing something like, you know, thinking tacos. So, you know, she was projecting out the whole taco thing and trying to, you know, get a taco and thinking that was going to come up, or somebody just come busting in the room with a bunch of tacos. What? What's going on? I know. Well, Eric's in the chat room. Is that why?
No.
You doing your own experiment and then Eric showed up?
I love tacos.
Yes, tacos are good. Yes. I don't eat meat, but I figured out a way. I like, you know, those crumblers. I make my own tacos with Mom. Those are real good, but go ahead.
I'm just deflating the bed Abby slept on because I can't move around the room.
Oh, okay. So you guys are – now you're going to do some serious gaming?
She left.
Oh, she left? Is that what all that noise was?
There was no noise.
There were people chatting and laughing and stuff out there.
I don't know.
Compelling radio once again with you, Sophia.
I really don't, because I was in the room, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, let me play here. Well, actually, to finish up the story, so at the end of the experiment, one of the remote viewers goes up and gives a lecture and a whole handout and everything about, you got to close that all the way. No. I can hear everything out there. Anyways, starts giving a lesson on that experiment. And so during, he starts bringing out things, objects that he thought maybe we'd concentrate on, and he pulls out kind of this crystal little, thing with a lid on it, all etched in glass, and it was a five-pointed star. And the leg of the bottom of it, the way he held it up and pointed out toward the audience and everything, it was exactly in the way in where the bottom right leg of the star would have been. So, that definitely swayed all my opinion. I thought I really didn't have anything until that, and that was like, whoa, that's exactly what I'd pictured. So let's see here. I just dropped my communication device. Here we go. Yeah, again, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli and LiveParanormal.com. Well, let's see here. This is... Okay, when it finally loads. Okay, any day now. Why is it this low? Oh, here we go. Okay, finally. Okay. This is Barry Fitzgerald of Ghost Hunters International, and when he was on the Ghost Host Show, and we had a caller that we all know and love here in the SoCal area. It's Empath Don out of Orange County. Empath Don calls in, joins the Ghost Host Show, and talks with the Ghost Host and Barry Fitzgerald of GHI.
Okay, you're taking the call. Yeah, we have a caller. Hi. I'm calling in. 49
area code. Hi, what's your name?
Yeah,
Don's dad.
And Don Stagg's calling into the program. And feel free to do as well, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Yeah, we'll be back with a late edition of the program right after this.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the Most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is Team Investigators.
Edward.
Frank.
Steve.
Candy. Jessica.
From California Ghost Chasers, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to ghost host Sophia Temporilli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to the ghost host with Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli and liveparanormal.com. I'm John Temporilli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting Psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. In upcoming shows, we have Randy and Hart of Sci-Fi Channel's hit series Deep South Paranormal, July 19th. The Ghost Files, Leading Paranormal Investigators, July 26th. Bridget Marquardt of E-Channel's Girls Next Door. Travel Channel's Bridget's Sexiest Beaches, and as well Celebrity Ghost Stories on Bio Channel. She'll be on the program sharing her personal ghost encounters live August 2nd. A&E Psychic Kids, Travis Hill, August 16th. Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Show, in-studio psychic and FBI cold case profiler Jennifer Schaefer, August 30th. And upcoming, we have Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, Aaron Goodwin and sister Amy Goodwin, and many more. And so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. And tonight, on Live Paranormal, starting at 3 p.m. Pacific, Worldwide Soul Searchers Live, the Cajun Host Hunter Chronicles, Get Remesmerized, My Paranormal Experience, Boundaries of Reality, Raven's Nest Vampire Radio, and Paranormal Insomniacs After Hour Webcam and Mic Chat. So the paranormal doesn't end here with this show on liveparanormal.com by any means. And let's see here. Why don't we check in? We have an exclusive here. This is we're going on paper cut watch here. Peter, thank you. Let's see here. Sophia, we're trying to get an update, find out how things are going with that paper cut. How's it going over there?
Good.
Okay, can we check back with you?
Yeah, I'm kind of deflating an air mattress at the moment.
Okay, deflating the air mattress, and the update on the paper cut is it's doing better, doing good.
God.
That's a direct – what's that?
I said it
kind of
is.
Oh, kind of is. It's okay, so the status, to update the status, it's gone from good to kind of okay and kind of okay. So we're going to keep a watch on that. I'm the man on the street in this situation, so I'm going to keep an eye on Paper Cut Watch 2014. But in the meantime, we're going to go over here, play an audio bite. This is Rob Demarest from Ghost Hunters International, back in the GHI days with Dustin Perry and Radio Rod, our dear friend. He calls into the broadcast here, and this is all the guys here. Well, Rob Demarest is in the chat room, but he's kind of doing a peanut gallery chat room thing during the Ghost Host Show with Dustin Perry as the guest. Here it is, the Ghost Host Show, Sophia Temporelli, with Dustin Perry and everybody joining in.
We can hear the chat room ask some questions, too. We have one from this guy named Rob D. Arnold B. And he wants to know what it's like working with Zach, Nick, and Aaron. That can only be the one that only Rob ever asks, because only he has that type of statistics. I don't know if he's chat room right now.
Yeah, I'm actually excited. He finally buckled and joined Twitter today. So if any anybody out there who's not followed Rob on Twitter, make sure you do. It's just at RobMRS on there. And he and I are actually meeting back up next weekend, August 3rd through the 5th, at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention down in Louisville, Kentucky. So that's going to be a really good time. There's a lot of cool people down there. Joe Chin and Shane and Sylvia that we worked with, they'll be with Rob and I down there. So that should be a really good time. It's cool, yeah, you travel the world with these people and you do all these investigations and you spend so much time on the road and, you know, then we all kind of went our separate ways and it's nice that we kind of get the hand back out and cause a little trouble.
Well, yeah, Shane and Sylvia send her best. She went to a wedding today, but, yeah, she couldn't call in, but she wants to say, you know, give you her best. And it's great to see that everybody, you know, still gets along and gets to meet up at all the events. And there's another one, too, Paul, in the chat room. He's asking, is the ghost lab really big inside? Well, it's not letting up on it.
No, of course not. Of course, I'm one of the few that can take it, so that's why I have to get all this abuse, but that's okay.
Yes, to Rob D. Does Justin know Ashley is coming? Oh, so, Paul, that's regarding the event, probably.
Oh, no, I did not know Ashley was coming. Little Miss Ashley got her. She always shows up randomly at some of these places.
Yeah.
I never really keep in close contact with Ashley, but she's a very sweet girl. The last I saw her was in Alabama. We did Sloth Furnace last year. Yeah, just about a year ago.
All right, so yeah, Rob Demers said she's going to be there. But yeah, we have another caller here for you, too. And let's see here. Peter, we have another caller. Oh, wait, it's just on the queue. Let me see here. 850 area code. You're on with Dustin Perry of Ghost Hunters International.
Hey, John, how's it going, buddy?
Rod, it's Radio Rod.
Radio Rod. Where did I leave it stuck? Of course, it's right over what some of my exes call me. How's it going, Dustin?
I've been on your show before.
Yeah, indeed. I'm doing well, Ron. How are you doing, brother?
Let me check. I'm fine, buddy. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion on something. It's a little bit outside the perimeters of the paranormal. But I noticed in your first book that you were sort of setting up your own kind of technology, very creative, in order to provoke or allow energy or entity. And I thought that was really interesting. But do you ever consider the technology that's out there that can really duplicate paranormal activity that really can't be distinguished by the equipment we use?
Yeah, well, that's like I always tell people, I'd say one of the most interesting things about the whole field is that really, you know, it's still so open. You know, it's not well-defined enough where you can say, okay, this definitely works, this doesn't work. You know, let's try this, let's try that. And there's stuff that some people swear by that they'll use time and time again that I look at personally. I'm like, I just don't see it. You know, I don't see a lot of this stuff really being fruitful. And it's one of those things. You've got to kind of just spend time and try what works for you. And to me, especially the last couple of years since leaving the show, when I do either private investigations or if I go to events, it's become more of a spiritual type connection. You know, I don't want to say, you know, transcending the equipment, and, you know, I still like to use things to try to document what you can, but I feel that I do personally a lot better now without, you know, trying to set up all these cameras and all these things, and I just kind of just go in and try to make a spiritual connection and see if I can get something to come forward in that way.
Yeah, listen, I think that's actually very valid. I think it's kind of getting back to our roots in this field. The equipment is good, and it validates personal experience, but really, that's all it does.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's one thing when you're on television and you're going to try to show people at home, you know, this is, you know, what we're capturing, this is what we're experiencing, but if you're just doing it for yourself and you're trying to help somebody else out, you know, maybe the owner of the home or whoever's being affected by something might want to see or hear something. But for the most part, I just feel that it's more of a personal connection than anything.
Yeah, listen, I think that it is that's a seasoned investigator. You know, you kind of went full circle and got back to the roots, but also got back to the paranormal field. You know, for me, it's not a religion, it's not a cult, it's not a belief system, it's a field of study. And I think that if you're really
really focused on this field of study, the best piece of equipment you're going to have is what God gave you.
Well, absolutely, brother. That's exactly the route I'm traveling right now.
Cool. Listen, buddy, I appreciate you so much. And, John, thanks for allowing me to call in. You're great. The show's great. And I appreciate you guys. I'm sure there's more people out there who want to talk to Dustin. Keep doing what you're doing, Dustin.
Please have me back on, too, Rod.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rod.
Take care, guys. All right. Talk to you soon, Rod. Bye-bye.
Yeah, again, Dustin Perry of Ghost Hunters International, and getting heckled by Rob Demarest in the chat room, as well as that was Paul Bradford was the other one in the chat room asking him, what's the inside of the ghost lab look like? So taking his lumps there, but then, yeah, Radio Rod calling in, and miss Radio Rod to death. He's out of Florida. He was like one of the first broadcasts that I went on with Bob Davis of Planet Paranormal, and just went on there promoting Peter's book, and yeah, it's just like he's one of those people that just talking to him, you can listen to him all day and everything, a fantastic broadcaster in the field, and yeah, he's doing more political things now in broadcasting and everything, but yeah, wish he'd come back and do that again, and he was a great integral part of helping us with some negative home haunting activity at our former residence. He nailed it. Everything that he described, there's no way he could have known all of this, and his advice and everything really helped our family. So we owe Radio Rod a great debt of gratitude in that regard. Hey, again, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli here on LiveParanormal.com. A late edition of the show. This is the funniest moment. There are actually two, and it's from the same guy. But this is when asked about psychics and proven psychics within the field, Keith Age of Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. This is what his little litmus test on what a real psychic is and how possessed and everything they could possibly become by channeling spirits and everything. He had a surefire way of figuring out who's a proven psychic in the field. I'll let him speak for himself when he was here on the Ghost Host Show, Keith Age.
Oh, I agree. You know, and like I said, you know, I've been called anti-psychic, and really, so I'm not. It's just, you know, with me, I'm like, how do I quantify a feeling? You know, I never get to meet Peter James. I watch him a lot on TV, like a lot of us do. But, you know, to me, I've been doing this so long, there are just very few people who claim to be psychic really have the gift. There's very kind. There are a lot of charlatans and fakers out there that I have met, and usually they have one hand over their eyes, the other hand sticking out, going, ooh, 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 there's one there, and I hate it. And I have a real problem with that, because, like you said a few minutes ago, it makes the field look really bad, real bad. Right? And of course, there's other people who fall for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, and, you know, I think personal expense and things of that type. You know, in the chat room, I see a cat on, and he's in there as psychic author, Mike Loop, and you know, there's Michael and Marty Perry, Radio Watch, Shelton. There's some that I have, you know, had, you know, been on investigations with or had personal evidence and things that, they've been dead on about some things. It's that thing where you got to see something or hear something that, you know, really lets you know that these people are, you know, genuine and for real and stuff. Because, yeah, that was something that always bothered Peter James was that, you know, he didn't like the term medium and things of that type just because of the connotation that went along with it, its reputation. And he goes over that in his book as well. But, you know, there's a lot out there like that. And then, you know, but then there's the proven ones that are out there, too, that, you know, he can't deny.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, part of the problem that why I got that moniker was because there was a very famous psychic who wanted to come out here to a local place called Hell's Gate, and I arranged it. They came out here, an 18-pastor band with what I'll describe as 18 followers of that person. We got out. And before we even walked over to the cemetery, which is what Hell's Gate is, this famous psychic went to the ground, rising. Oh, St. Michael, help me. There's too much power here. And I'm like, sitting there thinking, you have that board near the cemetery at your parking lot. And about that time, our disciples come to the van and put one hand on her and the other hand raising it up to heaven, chanting something. Do you remember the old movie, The Ghost Spear Chicken?
Yeah, we have that one.
Okay, you remember how when the women walked by and they put their hands on him, put one hand up here, and they were going, send us all up down, or whatever they were saying. Well, that's kind of what this scene was doing. And, you know, this person is on the ground, just rising, calling out to St. Michael and help me, and And finally, I just put my gun out, shot in the air, and as soon as that hammer hit that chamber, ghost went away. Real quick, so did the psychic out of that truck and left.
What? Oh, God.
Wow, you're for real. Jesus, that's part of where I have to tell the proper people to go, I hate psychics. Well, I'm not, but, you know, don't try to con me.
Right, that covered the ghost real quick and everything else.
And I did shoot him. That's just like people say, I threw somebody off the roof when we were really ill. Well, no, I didn't. I strangled them.
Wow. Boy, we have a caller here.
Yeah, you're on a ghost list, sir.
Hi.
My name is Perry, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, with TV.
And was it... That was crazy. If I said just shooting the gun in the air, I should be, this should be having an attention warning on Facebook. I'm kidding. But I don't know if that was that voice you guys that was saying that? Or was that a caller?
Okay.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was a caller or a shoe.
That was great. That was great. That had me cracking up before you guys put me on the air. I mean, I was literally, I about lost a freaking couch, man. And, ended up with my St. Bernards that are laying in the, on the floor right now. They're just about as big as I am. I still can't get over that. I mean, like you said, you gotta know who you're dealing with and whether they're legitimate or not. What if you need to fire that gun up in the air and scare the hell out of them and make them go away? that was a trip. I mean, did you really hang somebody over the edge of Waverly Hills?
Yeah, what?
you had a lot of kids up there, teenagers, like for tours and stuff like that. And I'd tell them, when we got up to the roof, don't lean on the roof, don't do stuff like that. And these three guys got up there and were picking on this little 14-year-old boy who brought his girlfriend up there, and they were picking on him back like they were throwing him over the edge. And I'd done total two or three times to cool it, and then they were actually having fun with him. And then finally, this one last thing, he actually was throwing over the edge, actually grabbed him, was trying to push him, and I just grabbed him and threw him over the edge. It was just, I just said, you want to die? Today is a nice day.
Wow.
Good day.
Wow. Wow.
The reality with me, what you see is what you get. Now, the biker image is not an image. It's completely.
You're not on that.
That's a great, description right there.
Yeah, King Keith Age of Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. It featured on many Booth Brothers documentary films on the Sci-Fi Channel, dangling kids over the side of Waverly Hills that are acting out on tours, and firing guns over the heads of psychics that to help with their clearing process, which apparently worked. Ghost was gone and everything. So that's Keith Age. That's how he operates. That's his whole mode right there. So when you go investigating with Keith Age, that's what you get, and possibly. So not every time, I'd suspect, but, or he'd be locked away for a very long time, but very real in the field. What we're going to do here is we're going to check in with the ghost host. Sophia, you there? Let's get an update on that paper cut. Sophia? Hello, Sophia? Oh, my God, I'm afraid it's advanced. Sophia, you there?
Oh, Sophia.
Oh, there she is. She's actually come into this room. So how's that paper cut doing?
Good, I guess.
We're all on paper watch, on pins and needles, no pun intended, but how's the paper cut?
Pins and needles? Okay. It's good. You want to know how I got it?
How'd you get it?
Mom was showing us a picture of her in her yearbook, and then she pulled the yearbook away and gave me a paper cut.
Wow, there you have it, everybody. It's a late edition of the show, the Ghost Host Show, with Sophia Temporelli on LightParanormal.com. Congratulations on 3 years of broadcasting, Sophia.
Hey, the co-host is right here.
Oh, yeah, you got Lucas right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Your co-host.
Screen is so dusty.
Thank you for filling everybody in. You got a deluxe clean room. Mine's this dusty, dank old.
It looks like you just rubbed it.
I'm sitting on an egg crate with a light bulb on a chain hanging over my head. Great show, everybody. We'll see it next week. Don't tell everybody how dirty my end of the studio is.
I
got to clean it up. I already told Mom I'm cleaning this whole area out. So then get all nice and fresh for the, you know, too late for spring cleaning, but summer cleaning. But great show, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
This is Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialist at Being on the Ghost Adventures.
You are listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.